Chapter 2. Excellent work of us. Lucille sits at my same table in room 9. She kept on being mad at me, only I don't even know why. "That is a lovely sweater you are wearing today, Lucille," I said, very pleasant. She scooted her chair away from me. I scooted next to her. "Ooh, is that sequins I see on the collar? 'Cause sequins are my favorite little shiny roundish beady things," I told her. I touched one of the sequins. Lucille pushed my hand away. I tickled her under the chin very friendly. "Coochie coochie coo," I said, real fun. Lucille turned her back to me. I swinged her ponytail. "Swingy, swingy, swingy," I sang. Just then, Lucille springed out of her chair. "Stop touching me," she hollered right in my face. My teacher hurried to my table speedy fast. Her name is Mrs. She has another name, too, but I just like Mrs., and that's all. I smiled at her very cute. "Hello. How are you today?" Me and Lucille are not even fighting. We are just having a loudish conservation. Mrs. looked funny at me. "I think you mean conversation, Junie B," she said. "Conservation is when people save something." I tapped on my chin, very thinking. Then all of a sudden I jumped up real excited. "Yeah, only I do, Mrs. I do save something," I said. "I save that Grace a seat on the bus," I shouted across the room. "Grace, hey, Grace, tell Mrs. how I save you a seat on the bus, 'cause she thinks I don't know my words, apparently." That Grace shouted back, "She does, teacher. Junie B saves me a seat on the bus every single day." I smiled very proud. "See, Mrs.? I told you. I told you I saved something." Mrs. stared at me a real long time. Then she closed her eyes, and she said she needs a vacation. Pretty soon the bell rang for recess. Lucille didn't even wait for me and Grace. She runned right out the door without us. That is how come we had to chase that girl down and surround her. I made my voice very growly. "I am at the end of my string with you, madam," I said. "How come you keep being mad at us? 'Cause me and Grace didn't even do anything to you."